There should be drones that carry signs that read, "Listen to America Weekend," flying all over the place. Great idea, right? America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be alongside soon. We will revisit one of our better interviews of 2015. Humorist and author Dylan Brody. It was the first time Dylan was on the show. Dylan is a very funny and a very insightful guy. And if you didn't have a chance to listen to our interview with Dylan Brody earlier in the year, you are in luck because he is coming up. And then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by Ways to Stop Snoring. We may be saving relationships left and right from coast to coast all over the place today because snoring, I think, is the number one thing that ends marriages and ends long-term relationships. And then it will be this week's edition of Fit in a Minute. We start things off this hour with drones. We hear so much about drones, and not usually in a positive way. I know in the New York City area, we had a problem later in the summer with airline pilots saying,
we see a drone outside the window,
as they would call back to the tower. And isn't it amazing that you could actually walk into an airport and go into one of those sharper image type stores and buy a drone, really, at an airport? These are unregulated. These are all over the place. We've been hearing now for a couple of years that Amazon will soon be bombarding our skies, not skies, but maybe the air only about 70 feet above our heads, with drones delivering packages all over the place. What if people that intend harm on you and me decide to start using drones as well? Drones are completely unregulated. They are very unfamiliar to a lot of people. I've told the story on this show before. If you remember last year, about this time, there was a huge early season snowfall in Buffalo. And so the local news channel decided, rather than send Bimsy McGee out with the truck to a report somewhere as she would stand in 14 feet of snow, they would just send the drone out with the camera and it would accomplish the same thing. So they did. And the drone is making that noise, Jetsons-like, and flies into some neighborhood. And there's an older gentleman trying to shovel out his driveway. Well, the drone started to approach this man and float over his driveway in all the aforementioned snow. The guy looked downright scared, as if he was seeing something out of a Twilight Zone episode, and he almost took a swing at the drone with a shovel. He had no idea what it is. All the fancy-schmancy millennials know what drones are. I would imagine you could probably take a pretty good test sample of people north of 50 that would have no idea that these things even exist. What if organizations such as ISIS decided to use drones in nefarious and destructive ways? Oh, look, it's just a little drone. It's high time these things become regulated. They are not hobbies. This is not like when you would buy the remote control car for your kid and he'd drive it around in circles out on the driveway until he ran it into a tree and broke it, or that model airplane that you bought and popped an engine on and you took it off down by the school and it crashed into the parking lot, as did mine many years ago. This is something that will become very important and very involved in our everyday life. If Amazon, if other companies decide to use these things on an everyday basis, they're going to be all over the place. You know, and it's the other thing, too. What happens when the grid goes down? There's some sort of internet outage, and all of a sudden this thing loses control with the mothership, wherever that would be, and these things start falling onto highways, falling onto playgrounds. Before we throw things out there, we've already seen how ISIS is able to communicate and use social media to its propagandist best. Imagine if they can get a hold of drones and flying them around neighborhoods and people think, oh, look, somebody got themselves a drone in the neighborhood. Isn't that cute? Until it's too late. Dylan Brody is up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Desk work can be just as taxing on your body as physical labor. Your neck muscles tighten. You feel a discomfort in your wrists. Your eyes strain.
The solution is simple. Take a break. Stand up. Stretch. Breathe. Focus on something far away to rest your eyes.
But if you're like us, you get so involved in your work that you forget to take a break. Fortunately, you can use a simple tool to remind you.
Set an alarm for 1 hour. When it goes off, take a break for a minute. Then compare your progress for the day against your to-do list.
Are you on track? If not, double your efforts before the next alarm.
If you are, reward yourself with a longer break of 5 minutes or so.
Create deadlines hour by hour to get more done. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's one of the most important rules when it comes to raising kids? It's called the you get what you earn rule, and here's the social science of it. Professors at universities have noticed a trend. More and more students are coming in asking their teachers to change their grade to a higher one.
Give it to me!
And when teachers don't comply,
give it to me!
Students are rather, well, indignant.
Give it to me now!
Children who have received a lifetime of things just for the asking tend to develop a expect more than you earn attitude.
I want it.
No need to work for it, just ask for it. So parents, back to the basics. Children must learn that praise and privileges follow appropriate hard work, and punishment follows inappropriate work. What's the cheap psychological trick? Children who learn that actions have consequences do better in life. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.